Hi there. This is Don the Idea Guy, and welcome to another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your behind-the-scenes commentary, director's cut, specialty extra track that goes with the daily content that I post at BigYellowSticky.com, where every day for the past 5 years, I have been writing a personal note, words of wisdom, text of inspiration in Sharpie marker on a 3x3 yellow post-it note and publishing it for the world to see. This year, I decided to create these audio tracks to complement that content, and you're going to hear the story behind the stickies. Today, we are talking about episode 52, and the title is No Tricks. The text on the sticky reads, "Ignore the lame sales gurus who teach gimmicks for getting customers. It's not about tricks. It's about technique and earning trust." I ran across a post within a LinkedIn discussion group today from a purported media industry guru that advised salespeople who weren't getting an email reply from a customer to use a cheesy emotional trick in an attempt to shame the customer into sending a response. I was kind of disgusted by the shady tactic, and I called him out on it. I said his advice was trite, manipulative, and outdated. Apparently offended by my bluntness, he sarcastically challenged the idea guy to enlighten the group with my original and more contemporary wisdom. How can I refuse an invitation like that? 2 minutes later, I posted 3 ideas to the group that were more truthful and strategically plan to prompt a response by delivering additional value and building a relationship. I understand gimmicks can appeal to one's base nature. The promise of quick fixes and shortcuts are attractive, but they rarely pay off in the long run. And even if you get away with fooling a customer once, it's not sustainable. If the customer catches you in the process of tricking them, like a bad magician, you'll never be able to impress or amaze them again, because they've seen behind your curtain, your tattered, dusty, moth-eaten curtain. When faced with the decision to pull a fast one, take the time to consider how you'd feel if a salesperson tried this nonsense with you. Would you fall for it? And if you did, how would you feel if you found out about the ruse that had been played on you a week later? Would you ever consider doing business with that salesperson again? Then why act like that salesperson now? Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. I do this every day. And if you'd like to receive a free email alert every time there's new content posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll receive a daily update that includes a graphic of that day's hand-created mini piece of artwork that I like to call my yellow sticky notes. And you'll also receive a link to the special behind-the-scenes commentary track, just like the one you're listening to now. This has been Don the Idea Guy. I thank you for being a listener and tuning in to today's episode, and hope you'll join me again tomorrow for another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast.